We know that. He looked around the suddenly quiet council chamber. We've seen it. And we believe we're called by God to oppose that oppression, to remind Mother Church that it's the souls of God's people which matter, and not the amount of gold in her coffers, or the personal power and wealth of her vicars and the luxury in which they live. But to do that successfully, we must remind all of Mother Church's children of those same things. We cannot do that by resorting to oppression ourselves.
With all due respect, Your Eminence, Wave Thunder said into the stillness, which seemed only deeper and quieter as thunder rumbled and rolled once more in the distance. I don't disagree, but by the same token, we can't protect the king if we're not willing to act strongly and publicly against those who would destroy him. And if we lose the king, we lose everything.
Caleb stirred, but Wave Thunder faced him stubbornly.
At this moment, Your Majesty, that's true, and you know it. We've already lost your father, and Jean is still a child. If we lose you, who holds the kingdom together? And if this kingdom stumbles, who will be left to remind Mother Church of anything? Right now, on this day, any hope of human freedom dies with you, Your Majesty. For now, at least, that statement is the terrifying truth, and it's also the reason you must let us take the necessary precautions to keep you alive.
Caleb looked around the table, and stark agreement with Wave Thunder looked back at him from every face. Even the Archbishop nodded in grave acknowledgement of the Baron's point.
I will, Benjamin, Caleb replied after a moment.
He glanced at Merlin again, then back at Wave Thunder.
I will, he repeated. And anyone who actually lends himself to treason against the crown, to violence against the crown's ministers, or against any of the kingdom's subjects, will be dealt with sternly, regardless of the reasons for his actions. But there will be no preemptive arrests because of what men might do, and no one will be punished unless their conspiracies or their crimes are first proven before the king's bench in open court. No secret courts, no summary imprisonments or executions. I refuse to become another Clinton simply to protect myself against him.
Wave Thunder's expression was a long way from anything Merlin would have called satisfied, but at least the Baron let the argument drop. For now, at any rate.
All right, Caleb said more briskly. I still hear lunch calling and it's getting louder, so let's go ahead and wrap this up. Alvino, please give me a report by the end of this 5 day on the exact state of the treasury, allowing for the completion and manning of the galleons we currently have under construction. Take Edward at his word and propose a reasonable schedule of new duties and taxes as well, based on the assumption that our trade will at least hold level. Brown, I'd like you and Baron Seamount to give me your best estimates of what we're going to need Alvino to somehow figure out how to pay for after we finish the present building program. You'd better get Sir Dustin involved in that as well. Edward, I'd like you and Ryan to give some additional thought to what you were saying earlier about the likely consequences of any effort by the Group of Four to close Haven and Howard to our trade. Assume they're actually going to do it. Then come up with the most effective ways for us to undermine any embargo and make sure their efforts don't succeed. You might also consider how we could motivate our merchants and shipping houses to fund presentation galleons for the Navy as well. As you say, our survival depends upon their prosperity, but their prosperity depends upon our survival. I think it's fair for them to contribute a little more to protecting their shipping than we might expect out of, say, a dragon breeder from somewhere back in the hills. And, Regis, I think you'd better check with Dr. Macklin. I'd like the college's input on some of our estimates on shipping, trade, and taxation as well.
Heads nodded around the table, and Caleb nodded back.
In that case, I think we're mostly done here. Regis, I'd like you and Archbishop Michael to remain behind for a moment, if you would.
Of course, Your Majesty, Grey Harbor murmured, and chairs moved back from the table as others took their cue and rose.